In small towns, it might be easy to say that things like the arts, galleries, music festivals, sculptures, and such are just found in big cities that can support them. But a trip here will upend that notion and show you how a small town or city is probably missing out if it's not considering the arts as a way to revitalize the place. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Tamara Eastfeld explains, it all began with a small group of folks in Granite Falls, Minnesota.
About 15 years ago, a small group of us said, let's do something that brings community together through the arts.
That small group met wherever they could find a place to work on arts projects for the town. After 3 years, they purchased a building along the Minnesota River in the heart of Granite Falls. They now have a place for the arts in this small town of under 3,000 people.
It changes a little bit. We have the main gallery, more for established artists or art exhibit type things. Mm-hmm. We also have a smaller emerging artist gallery, which is now something we just started.
But it's not just a place to see. It's a place where people can do.
We also do classes. This is a gathering space. People have meetings here, but it's mainly regarding around art in some form or another.
Plus, there's a gift shop where some works are available for purchase. Renovating an old building for use as an art center is a great idea that many small towns of varying sizes can consider. Locals say it certainly takes the time and passion of those here to make it happen, but it's not an idea out of reach. Plus, it encourages people to get involved in art locally. Some ask, how can a small town sustain such an effort monetarily?
We do have rental from our apartment upstairs, but the gift shop is probably our main source of revenue, and we do apply for grants when we can.
Not only have they turned an old storefront into a vibrant community space, but there's more to the story than what you've heard. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside, Granite Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.